Hi, this is Will.
This is Jay.
Welcome to the first ever episode of our podcast,
Not Just Sports.
Just two bros sitting down talking about everything, not just sports.
On this series, we'll be taking you with us on thrills and spills, highs and lows, disappointments and excitements of the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. Of course, there can only be one winner. So as say in Naija,
breakfast go reach everybody. Episode, we are going to be talking about the most anticipated footballing event in the world, the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, which officially starts today. Bro, are you excited?
It's here, man. It's here.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, man. So we're going to be talking a whole lot today. Well, not a whole lot, just a little. As we anticipate the World Cup's opening ceremony. Yeah, we're going to start with the teams. We're going to start with the high flyers, the underdogs, our favorites. We're going to talk about the players that we're going to look out for. And all right, let's start. I have Josh with me. Josh.
Nice to be here with you, Will.
Yeah. So we're going to start the teams, man. The teams. Who are your favorites? Who are the underdogs in your opinion? Who are the high flyers in your opinion?
Okay, let's start with the high flyers, right? Looking at the Brazil, the Argentina, yeah. Netherlands, Ghana. I know that Nigerians are going to be angry. Yeah, they kicked us out. That's a bit sad.
Should have been us, but
I won't say that.
It is what it is. Yeah,
they kicked us out, but you have to give it to them. They're actually one of the high players coming to this competition. And looking at their games, let's say for the last seven games, they've only lost once.
Yeah,
to Brazil.
Wow, that's mad.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah,
and looking at that, they even won their last game, their last friendly against Switzerland, 2-0. And that was surprising.
I expected them to lose.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
so, like, Nigerians, I'm sorry. One love, Niger. But I have to give it to them. Ghana are one of the high players coming to this competition.
Okay.
And last but not the least, I would say Uruguay.
How does Uruguay make it into your list, bro?
Okay. Look at this. Look at their forward line, first of all.
Okay.
The players there. But I don't even use that aspect. I want to actually use the aspect of their games played. High flyers, right?
Yeah.
How was your form before you came into the World Cup?
Okay, good. Yeah. So,
I'm looking at the last nine games. And in the last nine games, they have won seven. They lost against Iran, which was not seen by me. I know, yeah, it sounds funny. But a loss against Iran was their only loss in their last nine games. And they drew once against USA. That's a pretty good record. I don't care the teams they played.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look at the capacity of the team, whether it was strong or not.
Yeah.
But simple and short, we can use that aspect.
Yeah.
And I said that was the last, but let me just tip in one more team there. And that is 2010 World Cup winner Spain.
Okay.
We're taking a look at their last 10 games and they have lost once against Switzerland. Still surprising.
Yeah.
And I won't say Switzerland's a bad team per se, right? But give it to Spain, where credit is due. 10 games, 7 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. That's good.
Yeah, that's a pretty mad record.
So yeah, I'm taking Brazil, Argentina, Netherlands, Ghana, Uruguay, and Spain. Those are the 6 high flyers for me.
Okay. So, well, I think we have pretty much the same teams, the exception being Uruguay and Spain. But for me, yeah, the high flyers.
You think Ghana?
Yeah. Yeah. Apologies, Nigerian brothers. I pick Ghana. So yeah, for me, the teams, the high flyers for this competition: Netherlands, Brazil, Argentina, and Ghana. Yeah. So okay, we've picked out our high flyers. Okay. So what about the underdogs, man? Those ones that might surprise us, those ones that we don't really see as favorites to win the competition. But you know, there are always people like this.
Yeah,
I remember
Croatia.
2010.
No, let's not go that back. Let's start from the recent.
Croatia. We actually didn't expect them to go that far.
I didn't expect them to reach the semifinals. Like, it was surprising when they won Argentina. I was like, okay, did this just happen? And then they went on, and I don't care whether it's penalty shootout or whatsoever.
Yeah.
The main thing is that they got to the final.
Yeah.
They passed the semi-final.
Well, I was going to go back to, I think that was 2010.
Yeah.
Or 2010 or 2014, Senegal. Not Senegal. Ghana.
Ghana, oh.
Semi-final against Uruguay that... Luis Suarez.
Was that the final?
Made Suarez to be the hero.
Yeah,
of you.
I liked him. I'm not gonna lie. I liked him because of that. Because it's not as if I have an issue against Ghanaians, right?
Yeah. We're
brothers, right? You guys are just like at our back here. I don't care if you curse inside and out. Bullshit. But no offense. It's football.
Exactly.
If they were in the same position to do what Suarez had done, they would do it. And luckily for him, why did they miss the penalty? That's my question. Why did you miss it?
Tension, pressure.
Airport, man. Airport.
But okay. So yeah, just like those things that we just mentioned. So the underdogs, so who do you feel are the underdogs for this year's World Cup?
I'm going to take the first name, and that's going to be Denmark.
Okay. And
this is because of their performance of recent. Denmark have been, when I say shocking, I mean shocking in a good way.
Yeah.
We saw them during the Euro, where their captain Eriksen went on the life-threatening injury.
Yeah.
Kudos to him for making it back and still being on the pitch.
Yeah.
He's having one of his best seasons in his life, playing with Manchester United right now. And he's in a very good form coming into the World Cup. But we saw what they did without
Eriksen.
Yeah. And that was more or less like a tribute to Eriksen for the heart issue he had. And now we're seeing them coming into the World Cup again. I can remember their game against England and they really performed well.
Yeah.
Like, Denmark is a scary team to look at.
Okay.
They don't have that ideal star players that will make you want to look at them, but they know how to grind out the results.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I look at too in underdogs, right? No matter the circumstance, they look for a way to win. So despite Denmark, I'm still going to pick Ghana again. I'm sorry once more.
It's actually a compliment. It's a compliment to me. It feels like a compliment to be a high flyer and to also be an underdog. Like,
yeah,
we expect much, but we don't really expect much.
Yeah. But yeah, so I pick Ghana, and one reason why I'll pick them. Have you seen their squad of recent?
Yeah, they actually have. The squad they used to face Twitter, and now
I'm picking three players.
Okay.
Mohamed Kudus,
mm-hmm.
Tariq Lamptey, and this Arsenal center forward, Eden Nketiah. Those three players, out of nowhere, they're in the national team, and these guys are good. I'm an Arsenal fan.
I think there's one Ghanaian player whose brother decided to Spain.
Inaki Williams.
Yes.
I was shocked when I saw that. He's apparently Spain didn't call him up and he was tired of waiting, so he decided to play for Ghana, which to me was a very, very great choice. I think he plays as a center forward right now for Atletico Bilbao.
Yeah.
The Athletic Bilbao. I don't know how to say that. he plays as a center forward for them right now, and he has been consistent. I think he holds the record in La Liga for the most games played in a row. And I think he's been playing for 5 years, right, without missing a single game. That's mad.
Yeah, that's actually something.
Like, at the point, I was like, bring him to Arsenal. Let me see whether he can survive that injury scare now. You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, if you use him now, he's one of the players I didn't even call, right?
Yeah.
You're having Naki Williams, you're having Nketiah, you're having Tariq Lamptey, you're having Kudus from Ajax, all coming into the team. And these boys are ready to make a name for themselves. That's like the most important aspect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I picked them. And as the last but not the least, once more, one of the high flyers again, Uruguay.
Okay.
And it can give credit where it's due. First of all, they are strikers. We know what Suarez and Cavani have done for Uruguay in the last
World
Cup. I can pick out the match of the last... there's 2018 World Cup was Uruguay versus Portugal.
Yeah.
They really showed the world that, okay, we can take our team forward. Unfortunately, they lost in the next round, but still. And now they're having the addition of Darwin Nunes.
I don't like that guy. I'm a Man City fan, bro.
I don't know what to say. I liked him. Okay, let's just say he's a good player. That's the best way to use it.
Yeah, he's a good player.
For the price tag, I think that's what made me poison to devalue him, but he's actually taking away the price tag. He's actually a very good player.
Okay.
So having your front three as Suarez, Cavani, Darwin Nunez, I don't know how the coach wants to play it, but yeah, that's a very, very as an interesting forward line to look at. Okay. Not talking about Federico Valverde and in Real Madrid, that's the team of his life. Yeah. And then they have this center back in Barca also. That's also coming into his first World Cup. All these guys have a name to make for themselves, right?
Yeah.
And last but not the least, Cavani, Suarez, this might be their last World Cup. So it's like, it's all or nothing. My money's on them.
All or nothing. Okay. Well, underdog list. Another exception being Uruguay. Exception being Uruguay. And my underdog list has Ghana in tight too. So
I'm really looking at you, man.
This is actually even better than what Samuel Eto'o did. You know, his World Cup match progression that had two African teams in the final. I mean, we can hype our African
countries.
Two African countries in the World Cup final in this day and age. No, that's not happening.
If two make it to the quarter final, that's an achievement.
That's an achievement.
Big achievement.
I see Ghana as one of them probably progressing to the round of 16 and eventually past the round of 16, but that's all
right. Believe me, once we get to that point, you start seeing that Ghana must go. You start seeing that Ghana must go, trader.
Okay, so we've talked about the high fives, the underdogs. Okay, so who are your favorites to win?
My favorites to win the
World Cup. Who are your favorites to win this World Cup?
If you're taking me back to last year,
okay,
I would have called France. But we know how bad they have been of recent.
Yeah, that's
And then
true.
Coupled with all the injuries. So,
yeah. And besides all the injuries, let's not forget the World Cup curse, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
World
Cup
curse, the winners.
That is something. So that's like, they are not going to leave the group stage, right? They are not going to qualify out of the group stage. We have seen it happen to Italy, we have seen it happen to Spain, we have seen it happen to Germany. Yes. When South Korea removed them. So that is even, I didn't even look at that. So yeah, definitely they're not my favorite. And they have lost Benzema a lot, like yesterday.
Yeah, injury.
No, man. I'm still going to stick with my South Americans. I said Argentina and Brazil. I know it's like the simple answer on everybody's lips, but Argentina and Brazil. If I could throw in a third country,
okay,
which is not right exactly, but if I throw in a third country, I'll say the Netherlands. Those guys are impressive.
Okay, surprising. Netherlands, yeah, I mean, they've been impressive of late. But how, if for us to like get our favorites, South Americans, Brazil, Argentina, what do you feel about a South American final in the World Cup?
Oh, that would be lovely. Because, see, no offense to Ronaldo, I love that guy. Not really. Why?
Salty shit.
I know he has been having issues of late, and if he performs in this World Cup, it's going to be a nice thing. I want him to score goals.
Yeah, but
I
don't definitely.
Let it be that he stopped at the quarterfinal.
Okay.
Because if he, I know Portugal, if they reach a semi-final, they'll make it to the final.
Yeah.
They will do all it takes. And we don't want to see Bernardo Silva in that form.
Yo, I don't know about you, man. You want to see that American final. That would be great. But Portugal, Argentina, man.
Nah,
think about it.
Nah,
the root debate settled once and for all.
But see, that's the thing. At that point in time, if what happened in the Euro 2016 final happens, where Ronaldo gets injured and sent off, and then other boys fight for it, and then they win it for him, it'd not be like, hey, Ronaldo's better than Messi. But that's not true. That's the main reason why I don't actually want that final. Because if Messi doesn't perform, if Messi plays shit, and then Di Maria goes on to have a stellar match, because we always know that in the final of Argentina, Di Maria is the best player.
Mm-hmm.
And Di Maria goes on to have a very good match and win the final for Argentina, then they start saying Messi is better than Ronaldo. I agree with that. But but now I'm saying that the reason why this is being said is because Di Maria won the final four.
What you're saying is that if Argentina, regardless of Messi's performance, wins the World Cup, Messi still has that tag as having won
he already has a tag to me.
No, like, no, not the good tag.
Okay,
like,
okay.
He has that tag of having won the World Cup. And in the list of competitions now that he has, the list of awards or competition that he has won,
yeah.
And list of awards and competition that Ronaldo has won,
yeah.
That one is a very big,
of course,
deciding factor, because, like, this might be their last World Cup. This might be their last World Cup. We don't know. This might be their last World Cup.
Because I don't trust Ronaldo on that. I feel like as long as he has that chance of playing and he
this
has
bro is going to be like 40
exactly 40 if Zlatan can do it, why can't he do it?
It's going to be like 40 or so.
So we just take him to Bayern and then you have your goose back. Yeah,
okay,
really.
Okay, you know, but seriously, I feel like both of them would have sort of like encouraging performances in this World Cup. I feel like they are going to survive, like, without any injuries or anything. I feel like they are going to survive. So the question now will be, like, their progression.
Okay.
The question will be their progression. And if they eventually make it to the finals, I feel like it's going to be a very, like, widely watched final.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that it'll be the most watched match in football history. But first and foremost, I'm Brazilian by heart. So
coming from Nigeria,
I don't mean this straight shit to Nigeria or anything like that, but I have never supported Nigeria in the World Cup. I'm happy they're not in this World Cup.
Wow.
Because at least right now my conscience is not going to guilt trip me. So I've always followed Brazil. I've cried a lot of times. God, I know when Belgium won the first time. When Belgium won the last time, it was really heartbreaking. And the 7-1 against Germany was...
Okay.
I don't even want to go back to that moment.
Okay.
But still, as I said, Brazil on my heart. And I want Messi to kind of win it. So if Messi's not winning, then I want Brazil to win it. So that's why I'll prefer South American final. You understand?
Okay. Okay.
If Ronaldo won the World Cup, you should have chosen Brazil.
Okay, so your favorite to win, Argentina or Brazil? My favorite to win, Argentina or Portugal?
Which?
One of the goats should win it, bro. One of the goats should win it.
All right.
One of the goats should win it. Okay. So we've talked about some players. We've talked about like the Ghanaian players, Kudus, Lamptey. We've talked about Uruguayan players, Darwin Nunez. We've talked about our players that this might be their last World Cup.
Yes.
Ronaldo, Messi. Well, not Ronaldo, according to you. He can still decide to play when he's 40.
Man said he's going to quit if he wins the World Cup. That means if he doesn't win the World Cup, he's not going to retire. Is that obvious?
Yeah, we've also mentioned players that this is their first World Cup. So, like, which players do you think will have a standout performance in this World Cup?
Yeah. Okay. I think first and foremost, we will have to take a look at those players that did their last World Cup.
Okay, this is their potential
last World Cup. Okay. Yeah. I know Modric is there, but I don't think Modric is going to be able to recreate that form. He was pretty sure we're lucky.
Yeah, basically.
So I don't think that's
they played Nigeria. So the people who play Nigeria always go for a World Cup. Well, take a look at it now. See Argentina, Croatia, whenever they play Nigeria, they always go for. No shame, though, but.
So I think the first thing I'm going to call to shock most listeners, I see Neuer. Neuer have been a good World Cup. This is like his last marker. And we know how good he has won it before.
Yeah, he has won it before.
But we know how good Neuer can be. Like watching Thibaut Courtois last World Cup, I was seeing shades of Neuer.
Yeah.
That was Neuer in the post.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we know how good this guy can be. So I feel like this is going to be a standout performance for him, like a sign out to the world to be like, remember me.
Okay.
So that when you think of Germans, Oliver Kahn is always going to your mind. Yes, it's definitely going to be Manuel Neuer.
Yeah.
But despite that, the obvious, Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar.
Okay.
Obviously. But Bukayo Saka.
Why do I feel like this is your Arsenal blood?
No, okay. See, I remember saying this to some of my pals a while back when Emi Martinez was performing for Arsenal, right?
Yeah,
and he got signed by Aston Villa, and I told people that okay, this guy is going to be the reason why Copa America. Yeah. And many people were like, oh, you're an Arsenal fan. That's the reason you're saying this. Yeah, I pay him. He's not really good. If he's good, why is he going to Aston Villa? Fine and good. When we watched the Copa America, Messi was the best performer outrightly, but those penalty saves. Man, you don't go to save three penalties in a shootout, and that's normal.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah,
and I said it last season last 2 seasons. I told some friends that when Saka has been called up to the England squad, that would be what would bring that trophy finally for England. He came close to bringing it for them.
Yes,
he missed penalty.
19-year-old
kid, first penalty in his career. Big pressure.
Yeah.
So, but now it's the World Cup, biggest stage in the world, and we all know Saka. He performs on the biggest stages. Give me the ball, and he will make. He doesn't need a goal or an assist to win. It will be the man of the match. Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah.
So I see him as one to look out for. And last but not the least, the person that broke my heart the last one, Kevin De Bruyne. That guy is a genius. Yeah. And I still see him carrying the Belgium squad. He might actually show the world that there's still a bit of hope in Hazard. You can never know.
Yeah, it's true. Eden Hazard.
Yeah. Many guys have actually forgotten that he's
going for the Belgium squad. Because he went to Real Madrid and we've not heard from him since then. But hopefully we'll see more of him in the World Cup with Belgium.
I don't hope to lose him. I don't hope to see more of him.
Give us that Chelsea Hazard. Nope. That Chelsea Hazard I was costing.
Right now, if I see what I want to say, I'll be fine. Let me take words from Mourinho.
Mourinho.
Yeah.
Be good. Okay, so for me, the players that I would be looking out that I feel would perform. Why do we have almost the same list in everything?
I feel like you're going to say what I else say. But go ahead. I'm 100% sure you're not going to have Bukayo Saka
in
you.
No, there's no Bukayo Saka in mine. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne is a Man City player. Oh, wow. And yeah, you know.
Why didn't you call Haaland at home? Haaland
is not
even called food in that is in the English
squad. Yeah, food in, but you called Saka and, you know, they are both in the English squad. If England...
It's coming home.
It's not coming home, bro. But yeah, if England performs, there's always a possibility that Foden will perform. You know, and if Chelsea fans might call Mount as someone to watch again. But yeah, I'm picking Kevin De Bruyne, Belgium.
Okay.
And this name I'm going to call, it's just because I like this guy's vibes. I mean, when he plays for Atletico Madrid, it's always sort of like meh. But but when he goes to Argentina, I don't know. There's this sprinkle of.
Ooh, I feel like I know who you're talking about.
Well, you obviously you should know who I'm talking about. Messi's
bodyguard.
Yeah.
Rodrigo de Paul, everyone.
Messi's unnamed bodyguard. That guy might be a Secret Service agent.
I swear,
guys, as a
footballer. Have you seen that written picture of where they're playing chess and then they edited him to be at the back of Messi, like looking around like, man, if you do shit, I'm gonna fuck you up.
The last game they played, while Messi was shaking hands with the other players, my guy was just standing there. Yeah, any player that shakes Messi was shaking. I don't know. It's like, okay, before you meet Messi, like I have to see you. I have to bet you. I have to know that you're safe.
Like,
the only person that can be around Messi without Rodrigo de Paul is his wife. Is that bad? Everywhere in pictures, coming down from the plane,
right?
He's always there. But yeah, he's like a player that I'm watching out for.
Well, if I could ask, like, why are you watching out for him? To perform?
Yeah, he's actually a good midfielder.
Very good.
He's actually a very good midfielder. Like, you know,
he's the Copa America.
Copa America. He's actually a very good midfielder. But in Atletico, it's as if he doesn't have that player. He doesn't have that player in Atletico. But when he plays for Argentina, the likes of Messi, the likes of Di Maria, likes of Lautaro, you get
even your boy.
he brings out you know, his creative capabilities. So yeah, he's one I'm watching out for. Then we have our babas now, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Neymar. I also call one name you mentioned, but you not add in your list, Bernardo Silva. Yes, he said he wants to. He said this World Cup
is for.
They are playing for Ronaldo.
I'm scared of that guy. I know how good he is. And I feel like if they give him the chance to perform, like if they give him that
chance,
if they go ahead to Mark Fernandez and Ronaldo and Joao Felix and they leave, oh God.
Yeah.
I pity Ghana. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I know that I called Ghana to be underdogs and high flyers and stuff.
Yeah.
They messed us up. And he wasn't even playing.
I don't know who expected Nigeria to win that match.
That's my own concern. Like, who said, what were you trying to prove? We know that Nigeria.
We know we are not good.
We know that Nigeria are not good. Please, I have no allegiance with Nigeria national team. We know that Nigerian national team are not good at the moment. The Super Eagles are not good at the moment. Yeah. So why is it us up to lose? Like, we didn't even want to play international friendly. Why did you post up?
Bernardo Silva makes it on my list of players to, you know, look out for. And man, if Portugal do make it to the final, it's actually going to be a massive one. Like I said, I would hope for a Portugal-Argentina final.
Yeah.
That's what I would hope for. So, that, I mean, my Man City boys, you know, I have them there. I have João Cancelo, I have Bernardo Silva. They have to win it if they make it to the finals. So, that's it. Let's just talk a bit, so Josh, let's just talk a bit about today's game, the opener. Qatar versus Ecuador.
We are 55 minutes away from the commencement of the competition.
I can feel the anticipation.
I feel bad for whoever missed out on this. I feel like this is the World Cup that you are not supposed to miss. You can't have with all the rivalries that are brewing at this point in time.
Not just rivalries. The timing, it's just so weird. You know, we are usually used to summer World Cup, and all of a sudden we are in November.
No beer. No beer
exactly.
Stadium.
Weird things like no beers in stadiums and all these other rules and restrictions that come with the World Cup being hosted in Qatar and all of that. I mean, they did say there are designated areas where you can go and
drink.
Drink
into your bathroom. You go sit in your toilet and then you pick up your beer and you're like, you can't get me here.
No, but like, it's an experience that we don't need to, like, we wouldn't want to miss out, regardless of how we feel about the rules or how we feel about whatever restrictions are being in place. It's something that we should not miss out on.
True to those.
It's something I know a lot of players may have, you know, missed out on it due to injuries and other things, maybe the timing, but it's something that we should not miss out on. So yes, Qatar versus Ecuador. Man, I've heard a lot of rumors about this game. You know, in the World Cup, in its 92-year history, the hosts have never lost.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's a mad stat, yeah. And the Qatar national team, we don't really know much about that. Like, I mean, they've played games and
all. Don't say too much before they happen.
we don't really know much about the team, but yeah, we've seen the Ecuadorian team play. We know they are good. They have the South American flair.
Yes.
And watching this game, one might not expect Qatar to win.
No, I actually won't count them out, because there's one stat I saw on the on Twitter, one of the news feeds, and it said as Qatar had been preparing for the World Cup since way back, like they actually built an academy.
Yeah.
And is it 15 players in their national team right now?
From the academy.
So they are actually prepared for, like, this is not, to us, it's like Qatar just getting their team together to play against Ecuador.
Yeah.
So this guy is like, we don't have a plan on ourselves. Like, these beefs don't pass 20 years. So you get that kind of shit.
Yeah.
They don't care who the country they're going to play against was, but they're like, I feel like they are ready.
Okay.
Forget whatever anyone else is saying.
Yeah, plenty rumors flying out there, you know, that, especially on Twitter, we've seen Twitter memes about people.
Not, man.
We've seen Twitter memes about Ecuadorian players after the match swimming in.
Let's not go into that. No.
Okay.
Let's not say that.
Fine, okay, so there's the possibility that Qatar may win this game. You know, they've been preparing for this. It's football. They've been preparing for this for a long time. Yeah. So there's a possibility they may win. Oh well, Josh, the World Cup, we're about to get into that atmosphere, man.
I've waited a long time, man.
We've been waiting. It's been 4 years, man. Wait, how many World Cups have you seen so far?
I think vividly, I'll say from 2010, because 2006 was, I can only remember the celebrations, right?
Okay.
I can remember the final celebrations, but I think what stood out in that World Cup was Zidane.
That's really the only thing I remember.
I don't really remember the matches. But I remember what happened. So I think if it's for what I can remember, I think from Shakira.
2010, yeah.
I know she sang in 2006, but...
Yeah, 2010. So
this will be like 2010, 2014, 2018. This is my fourth World Cup, and... This is going to be the best one.
Okay. Well, like you said, the 2006 World Cup was just the day. That's all I have, man. That's all I remember from 2006 World Cup. But yeah, the others, I did take note of them. And this would be the fourth one. We're not counting 2006. So this would be the fourth one. Yeah, that I'm actually going to pay attention to and try to enjoy.
Okay, before we round up, can I just throw one question to you?
Okay.
Which, let's say, African nation? just by the way, right?
Okay.
Which African nation do you see going for this? Mine is Ghana.
Okay. Well, which African nation? I haven't actually taken a look at the North African teams that qualified. You know, Morocco. I think Morocco qualified, yeah.
Man, did you see CH school?
I mean, Morocco. So, like, we've actually been focusing on our West African brothers, Ghana, you get. Well, we've not actually taken a look at the North African guys. But to me, I would have said Senegal, but with Mane
out. You feel like one player can really influence the team that much?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like right now, the way the Argentina squad is viewed, take out Messi, that's going to be, I mean, they may struggle to get back their momentum, but if you just take out Messi, it's not going to be as fluid as we know them to be now. So I feel like Mane, there's this sort of
hold that he leaves.
Yeah, there's sort of
sense, yeah.
Take a look at Liverpool. For progression, I think I'll still like give Senegal the benefit of the doubt and go with them. Yeah,
all right.
To be the farthest progressing team, African team in this competition.
We're almost bringing this to a wrap. It was nice being here with you, Wills.
All the time,
is almost beginning.
Yeah, man. Feel excited. Honestly, feel excited. Feel like I feel like we should just fast forward to the end and see who wins. But then we are going to miss out on the heartbreak.
Definitely.
We are going to miss out on, you know, those 9 minutes goals, man. See, hot Germany, breakfast. South Korea, that...
hot
man, yeah, I feel like if we skip it to the end, we're going to miss out on a lot. So I wouldn't want to skip to the end. Let's just enjoy it every day. You know, just savor this World Cup, man. That's
okay. Last but not the least, prediction for the match. Qatar, Ecuador. What's the prediction?
Are we predicting
correct score?
Well, correct score, Qatar, Ecuador. I feel like there are going to be a lot of chances in the match, but not a lot of goals. So maybe 2-1 in favor of Qatar.
Okay. I think I'll stick with you in that prediction. I was going to say I saw it as a close match. Yeah.
Okay.
And but Qatar actually being the ones winning. I feel like Qatar will go to nil up at first, and then Ecuador take out one goal, but with Mother Day fights back.
Yeah, 2-1. All right. So yeah, that's a wrap. Thank you for joining us on today's episode in our World Cup series on Not Just Sports. Hope to see you next time. Bye. I'm Josh.
This is Jay.
Yeah, I mixed up my name, bro. I'm not Josh. I'm Will. I'm Will, and he's Josh. Let's not forget. Listen to the voice. I'm Will, and
he's Jay.
Yeah, we're gonna see you next time. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Did you enjoy the podcast you just listened to? If you did, tap the follow button and turn on notifications so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. See ya.